And now, here's the host of the Sports Hub, David Tewksbury.
Hey, that's me. What's up? What's the good word? How are you? Great to be with you on this Wednesday installment of the Sports Hub, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well in studio at facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. You can check out our ugly mugs there. And I turned on the video yesterday during the show, and I was like, man, I'm putting on a couple pounds. It's not good, but that's the way it goes, I suppose. And it's time for me to hit the gym, that's for sure, now that we've reached the quote-unquote off-season with our play-by-play side of things. But that's a whole other story. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Matt McClure during a Wolves midweek edition of the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Happy MLB opening day eve.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. And speaking of which, we're going to get to the jump here in just a second. And speaking of which, we're going to have that in the context of MLB foods. I love food talk. Anytime we can sneak in some food talk here on the Sports Hub, I'm all for it. And I've got an interesting tale as it pertains to a different food out there for MLB opening day. What's the craziest thing that you can think about for food-wise for opening day baseball?
I feel like chicken and waffles would be a very interesting play for an opening day baseball game.
I could see that.
Do you agree with that?
Have you ever had chicken and waffles before?
Yeah, it's good.
I've never had it before, and I've always wanted to. And I've had opportunities to do it, and I've never pulled the trigger because I'm not up for it at that time. See, fried chicken for me is a love-hate relationship. I love fried chicken. Fried chicken doesn't love me back.
Yes.
So it's like we had a game, I think it was we were playing Southwest. Northern was playing Southwest. And after the game, you know, they're feeding the guys. They got all the fried chicken. I'm like, oh, God, does that look good. But I can't do it. Like a 3-hour drive back, I'm not chancing that.
Yes, I'm with you. Like it's good going down, but not the other way. I'll tell you what, it does a number to my body if I have too much fried chicken. So I used to eat it a good bit when I was living in Sisseton because they had great fried chicken there. But I've stayed away from it since I moved here to Aberdeen. I've had it a number of times, but I used to be a big fried chicken guy. Not as much anymore.
Yeah, fried chicken and ice cream to me, it's like Russian roulette. I have no idea what's going to happen after I have it. I mean, I had some ice cream last week with the wife. We had a little date night there with the kiddo and the dog. Even got a pup cup for Salty.
There you go.
And she was all about that for sure. And, you know, I'm eating every single bite and I'm like, I hope this doesn't really negatively impact me in like half an hour. And it didn't that day. So, but yeah, fried chicken and ice cream, it's kind of one of those deals for yours truly. Again, it's a daily show right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. It is a Wolves midweek edition of the show as well. Max Otto, the hurler from NSU, Northern State Baseball Squad. He'll be joining us here in about 10 minutes on the program. Looking forward to that. And then towards the bottom of the hour, Ashley Fauske of the NSU softball squad. So a couple of student athletes will be joining us here live in studio. And, you know, I kind of figured with baseball, you know, kind of getting underway here this week, we got to talk some baseball. We got to talk some softball. So I thought, hey, we got to bring in some student athletes, right?
Yeah, and both Fauske and Otto are having great seasons for both their respective teams. You know, look at what Otto has been able to do. The guy feels like he just gets better as the game goes on when he's pitching. He throws a lot of innings, and he's having a great start to the year. And Fauske's hitting almost close to 350. So I'm looking forward to those conversations later on today.
There you go. And as a matter of fact, Max Otto started here at Northern State as a dual sport athlete, started out as a quarterback and also a pitcher there as well. Looks like he's kind of focused more so on the baseball side of things, but we'll talk about that, I'm sure, with him coming up in just a bit. Once again, daily show Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Couple of programming notes coming up tomorrow. Peyton Burkhard, the new head coach of the Aberdeen Central girls basketball squad, she'll be joining us here live in studio. Looking forward to that. And then coming up on Friday, Sundance Wicks, friend of the program, he'll be joining us as well right around 10:15. And then the bottom of the hour, I still call her Cassie Shar, but it's Coach Near now. She got married to Coach Near he's the Northern strength and conditioning guy. Sorry, someone just came into the studio and they're like, is Tukes having a stroke or something? No, having an aneurysm? No, somebody just came in the studio and let us know that our guest is here. But Coach Neer, she'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour there on Friday. So that's what we've got going on coming up this week.
Yeah, looking forward to all those guests here. We've been talking about Sundance Wicks for quite some time. So to have him on the program on Friday, looking forward to that conversation. And we talked about this earlier this week, but the community really excited about Peyton Burkhard joining the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles girls squad. So looking forward to seeing how that goes, and looking forward to that discussion there tomorrow as well.
All right, so a loaded show for you here today, tomorrow, and on Friday. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by
Mr. Unlimited,
as we go ahead and get to the jump here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM, and online, of course, at hubcityradio.com. And speaking of Mr. Unlimited, he actually is kind of one of our topics of conversation here today on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Cassidy Neer. I think I might have said Cassie, but did I say Cassie or Cassidy?
I think you said Cassidy.
Okay.
I think you were good.
Good, good, good. Anyway, she'll be joining us on Friday. Russell Wilson just saw this. He has sold his house in Denver, but he took a big loss, per the Denver Post. He acquired the mansion for $25 million back in 2022. Of course, now he's going to Pittsburgh. He was only able to sell his mansion there for $21.5 million.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, poor guy.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? He lost $3.5 million on the sale, though.
Yeah, not great, but he's going to earn it back when the Broncos pay him, what, $37 million of his $38 million. That contract is just unbelievable. It's funny to me that the Steelers only pay like $1.2 million for him to play, and Denver's like, we're just going to bite the bullet and pay him majority of the salary. But I did see that, and it was topic of conversation. This guy's been in the news a ton.
Yeah.
I feel like since he's joined the Steelers. Can we just tap the brakes and play football? Not with him. No. Every other story comes out about his house. I saw him. He was at the NC State game. They show a picture of him. He's decked out head to toe in Steelers gear.
Sure.
I'm just like, this guy's something else.
He kind of strikes me as that guy, and this just feels so weird to say as a Seahawks fan, he just strikes me as that guy who is that little kid in school that just always wants to be accepted as the next cool guy. You know, it's like,
That's fair.
Everybody knew that one kid in high school that just tries really hard to be loved by everybody else. It's just like, just be you, dude.
You know what cracks me up? I saw this on Twitter when he was playing for Seattle. The clip cracks me up when he's on the field pregame and just like going over the plays without anybody on the field, and he's talking and he's mic'd up. Like, that cracked me up. Yeah. And I saw that clip actually pretty recently.
Yeah, that's when he was with, like you said, with the Seahawks at Pittsburgh, actually, as a matter of fact, for that game. That was, I think, a week or two after that he had the finger injury on that Thursday night game against the Los Angeles Rams. But yeah, he was mic'd up going through all the plays and making all the throws. It's just like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
The I like when that clip comes up on my timeline. I always watch it because it makes me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a very, very strange clip for sure. Well, we're looking forward to Major League Baseball opening day. That's tomorrow. I mean, actual opening day for us here in America. Call us old-fashioned. Twins and Royals tomorrow, 3:10 for your first pitch on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Looking forward to that right here. But let's travel out west to this one. The Mariners, they'll have a new food item. It's called the Double Mitch Witch, which features two different halves inspired by Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver. Haniger half contains grilled chicken breast, marinated tomatoes, bacon, Havarti cheese, and a fried avocado wedge, while the Garver side has pulled pork, sliced Black Forest ham, Swiss cheese, Dijonnaise, and sliced pickles. How good does that stuff sound?
I'll tell you what, that looks pretty awesome, and I am all for that. And if I ever make it to Seattle, I hope they have that still on the menu, because I'd give that a try ASAP.
I would absolutely as well there. And I got to tell you, I'm not quite familiar what Dijonnaise is.
No.
I would imagine it's probably a cross between Dijon mustard and mayonnaise.
That's got to be what it is.
I've never heard of that before, have you?
No, but it can't be bad, right? Nope. I like Dijon mustard and mayo.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be a bad combination.
Yeah, I'm all in for that, but yeah, that does sound good. By the way, this is not part of my jump, but I just thought about this because I talked about this, I don't know, a couple years ago. That's probably more than a couple now, but the craziest MLB food that I can recall comes from Atlanta, way down south to Atlanta.
Turner Field?
Yes.
It was Turner Field?
Yep, yep. Okay. It's called the Burgeritza. Have you ever heard of the Burgeritza?
No, I've not.
It's my all-time favorite Major League Baseball food. I've never had it before, but I really, really want to try it. The Burgeritza consists of two pizzas. Okay, you've got pizza one in column A right here in my hand. Then you've got pizza two. That's the bread and a burger in between of it. So you've got two pizzas and then a burger in between it. That's your Burgeritza.
I mean, I think you'd be falling asleep during the middle of the game after having that. That's,
correct.
That's the thing with pizza at MLB baseball games. Like, it doesn't, it makes me full. So I'd avoid the pizza, but that does sound good. I'm more of, like I said, a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Hot dog, soda, and popcorn is a go-to for me, I feel like, at a baseball game. A Burgeritza, I probably wouldn't eat anything all day and then have that. So I'd 100% give it a try, but I would not feel good. Fifth inning, I'd be like, whew, about to take a nap.
Seriously, I don't even know if I would make it to the fifth inning. Holy smokes. But yeah, I'm a beer and I'm a peanuts guy.
Oh, peanuts. That's
I will
a good
eat
one.
As many peanuts as you put in front of me. I'm a beer and peanuts guy on game day for sure. I'm all in for that.
Yep. No, and that's a good point with the beer too. I do enjoy a nice cold beverage at a baseball game. I've been to a couple Twins games, and I'll tell you what, I really enjoy that ballpark.
It's nice.
I went to about three or four over the last couple years, and it's not Camden Yards, but it's pretty nice. I enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking forward to this season officially beginning tomorrow for your Minnesota Twins. And looking forward to our conversation with another baseball player, Max Otto. He'll be joining us live in studio coming up next on the Sports Hub. Back on the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 95 FM, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen, so you can see the gentleman in the middle here. He is Max Otto, hurler for your Northern State Wolves baseball squad, joining us here in studio. Thanks for popping in, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, for sure. So we're kind of talking off the air a little bit about baseball and what have you, and I'm sure we're going to talk some baseball here on the air, but you're kind of a dual sport guy. When you started up in high school, you were a great quarterback back in the day there at Delano High School, and obviously baseball too. Of course, that's why you're here at Northern State playing baseball, but why did you ultimately choose baseball over the two? I know you started at Northern State doing a little bit of both.
Yeah, so started, played 3 years of football, 2 years quarterback, then got switched to tight end, played my junior year as a tight end, had a lot of fun, and yeah, ultimately just decided give one full year of baseball a shot and see how it went.
And it worked out well for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
So were you a football guy through and through growing up, or did you play baseball in the spring as well, or how'd that go?
Yeah, I played football, basketball, baseball growing up all years through high school. And then, yeah, football is kind of the one I loved the most. And then started to kind of still love football, just baseball started taking over kind of a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious about what it's like to balance time. You know, I mean, when I did NAIA coverage at presentation, there were a couple of guys that did multi-sports at their level. Like, there was a player that was a power forward for the basketball team that also did football. He was a quarterback on the football team named Creighton Fowl. Like, that just doesn't happen very often. So how difficult is it to kind of, you know, manage your time, I guess, when that's the case?
It actually wasn't too bad because the coaches were very understanding. Like, fall time, it was football only. Coach Barry just kind of left me alone. And then once winter hit, like, football was over, then I'd rejoin. And then the spring, it was the opposite. Like, Coach Schlichty, when he was the OC, just kind of let me do my thing. He'd check in, and that was about it.
Wow, good
so
for
that
you.
Was yeah, it was really nice, honestly.
And in baseball, were you always a pitcher, or did you play in the field as well?
Yeah, growing up, like in high school and stuff, played the field, played a little bit third and center field, and then hit and stuff, and then here just pitch. Sadly, gets a little boring when you pitch once a week.
Max Otto joining us here live in studio. I'm just curious about kind of your the genesis of you in sports. You know, I think it's kind of a given for guys like us. You know, we talk about sports all the time, but you know, we don't really ask about how they got started in sports. So, were you always just around the game, just as a little kid, or how'd you kind of get into them?
Yeah, I mean, I have an older brother. He played all three sports. My dad played football and baseball as well at Jamestown in college. So, I mean, they helped me get into sports. And then I, for as long as I remember, I'd grow up going to varsity games and watching, you know, basketball and football and baseball. And then I kind of picked my role models out from there and just kind of want to be like them, I guess.
That's fair.
Yeah, let's get into the season here a little bit. You guys are 10-12. I've mentioned on the Sports Hub at a time or two that, you know, I feel like you got to be happy with where you're at right now through 22 games. Obviously, two games under, but you guys have been hitting the mashing the ball. You've had some great performances on the mound. So where do you think the team's at right now?
Yeah, I like where we're at. I mean, it's a step up from last year. Last year didn't go great, and I feel like we haven't really hit our stride yet either, which is kind of the most exciting part. It's like we haven't really put it all, both phases of the game, pitching and defense and offense, together in like a series yet. So I'm excited. I think that'll come soon here.
Do you kind of pattern your pitching style after any sort of pro or anything like that? Or do you watch a lot of pro sports? We're kind of talking about that off the air about going to Twins games, and you said you've only been to just a small handful. So do you kind of pattern your game after anybody else, or you just go out there and throw?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of unorthodox, I guess. I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'd say a little old school. Kind of just try to throw strikes, make them hit it, make them beat you.
Yeah, and you gobble up a ton of innings. You know, you've already thrown 31 and two-thirds. It seems like minimum you're going five minimum. Yeah. Do you feel like you're getting, when you're pitching out there, do you feel like as the innings go on and you get later into ball games, you get stronger as a pitcher?
Yeah, definitely. That trend's been there since high school, honestly. Like, I think this year, I think every game but one, I've let up at least a run in the first, and then I just kind of, I don't know, it seems like once I hit the fifth or something, I just kind of start cruising a little bit. I don't know, get in a groove, maybe get a little angry sometimes.
How is that the case? Because I would guess, you know, as a pitcher, as the game wanes, you'd probably get a little bit more tired, but not you. How is that the case?
I don't know. It's a lot of guys get slower, and usually my velocity goes up and the more pitches I throw. Coach Barry would say the same, just kind of different, like weird that way, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of unique. Max Otto joining us here live in studio. You mentioned angry, and I've always kind of been of the opinion that pitchers are a different breed, you know, kind of a different breed of guys. When you're not getting that outside edge, or maybe there's a pitch that you thought that would be called a strike or something like that, does that kind of give you that extra edge to be like, all right, I'm going to get this next guy? Or like, what even goes through your mind when maybe you're not getting some calls that you think you should?
Yeah, you know, can't really control the umpire, so I try not let that bother me, but it's more just not, it's kind of just one-on-one, like, don't want the hitter to be better than you, and yeah.
You a big trash talker out there too, or not so much?
No, I don't really say much. Okay. A little lame like that.
Now, you mentioned you played the field a lot. When did you know that you were a good pitcher? Was there a moment in high school that you were like, wow, I'm getting guys out with ease here? Was there a moment in maybe high school or you know, at the end of your high school career where you're like, hey, I know I'm a great pitcher. This is what I can do at the next level.
Yeah, I would say probably, I think it was like junior year summer, we're playing Legion ball in Minnesota. And it was like our big 4th of July tournament, and a bunch of big schools, like schools that are five times bigger than us with a bunch of D1 guys. And I threw like a three-hitter shutout or something in front of a bunch of people. I was like, maybe I can do this at the next level.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
So why Northern? Why'd you choose Northern State? Can you kind of walk us through the recruiting process? Because I'm sure Northern wasn't the only school that was probably knocking on your door, but ultimately you choose NSU, so how come?
For baseball, besides a couple D3s in Minnesota, Northern was the only D2 school that reached out to me. And football, there's a couple other D2s like Moorhead and Bemidji that reached out, but ultimately they let me play ball, so, and I liked Aberdeen on my visit, so that's why I picked them.
There you go.
Yeah, and you've always been a starting pitcher, it looks like, just from your stats here. But Tukes mentioned angry. Now, it seems like guys in the bullpen that only throw two-thirds of an inning, maybe an inning, I mean, they just let it fly, it seems like. Do you like, if you have you come out of the bullpen before, and do you like pitching out of the bullpen, or are you always a starter type dude?
I mean, I feel like I've kind of always just been a starter, but I think I've had a couple bullpen appearances, and maybe once we get into midweeks and our games are a little more spaced out, maybe that might be an opportunity. But I've always just kind of like starting out. You
sure
know,
thing.
Just knowing you're going to have the ball and go late into games.
Can you kind of walk us through your game day routine? I mean, we've talked about baseball players all the time on these airwaves about them being uber superstitious. Do you have any superstitions? And can you just kind of walk us through your routine to get ready for game day when you know that you've got the ball in your hand?
Yeah, nothing terribly superstitious. I wake up pretty early. I'm kind of wake up early, and then I don't know, 6:45 in the lobby with Brent Hokeness. We're having coffee. That's kind of the deal. We have 3-4 cups of coffee and just hang out. That's kind of been the game day routine this year.
You a cream and sugar guy or going straight black?
Straight black.
It's aggressive.
That is aggressive. It's a very aggressive play. Now, if, let's say you're on your game, and you know you see this with pitchers all the time. If they're throwing a no-hitter, you see guys in the dugout that are like, oh, we don't want to mess up his rhythm. Now, when you're pitching well, does that, you know, maybe not so much a no-hitter, but you got a two-hitter shutout going, you're in the seventh inning. Does that stuff bother you at all? Do you like to be alone, or do you like, you know, your teammates coming up and saying what's up, or how are you feeling?
I honestly prefer they come up and, you know, change the subject, just kind of step away and then refocus once the innings, two outs happens or the inning's over. It doesn't bother me much when guys come up and talk.
Yeah, a lot of it feels like baseball is one of those sports in particular. There's so many pranks that the guys pull on each other. There's a lot of downtime for sure in the sport. Yeah. So when that's the case, give me some good pranks that perhaps that you've pulled on somebody, radio friendly now, mind you, or maybe some pranks that have been pulled on you. Anything good up your sleeve that you got?
I mean, nothing really comes to mind. Nothing very appropriate either. nothing that comes to mind off the top.
Yeah, next. You have the old next one right there. That's fair.
Now, you a pregame music guy? What are you listening to pregame? Or are you just, hey, you know, not a music person, I just want to go out there and pitch?
Yeah, whatever it's playing at the field. I don't wear AirPods or nothing, but I like country music. I don't really listen to rap or anything, but yeah.
You also do some circus stuff too, right? In the summertime. How'd you get into that?
Well, I was staying here for football, for summer workouts, and Brandon Kusser, played with him freshman year. He was on the circus, and he told me, come play amateur ball. I was like, yeah, and that was awesome. I had so much fun those 2 summers doing that, and that was a ton of fun. Great dudes over there.
What's the difference between, I guess, organized, you know, Division II NCAA ball between that and amateur ball? Probably quite a bit different?
Yeah, but once you run into regions, I think they call them regions here, and then state, and you're running teams from Brookings and Sioux Falls, yeah, they're good.
Because for that amateur ball, I mean, you get guys that are, you know, 20-some-odd years old, and you get guys that are in their 30s and 40s too, yeah. Right?
Yep. It seemed like the teams around here are a little older probably and less guys, but then you run into, I think we played like the Sioux Falls Hops one time. They're all Augustana and Sioux Falls kids, so...
Did you ever get up against a guy that's 35 or 40 and you're like, this guy looks kind of old. I'm going to blow it right past him.
Oh, yeah. But it's gone bad sometimes and home runs have happened because I play amateur ball in Minnesota too, and it's a pretty big deal there. And I've had guys that are 35 just pull fastballs 380 feet.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this guy can't hit. Yeah. Right? You groove a fastball, he turns on it. You're like, what the heck just happened?
Sometimes
right?
They're tougher to get out than the young college kid.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, and, you know, now we're kind of in the middle of NSIC play. 5-7 in the conference. You got a big series coming up. You know, what's the outlook here as we move forward to conference play? I mean, 5-7 ain't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not where we want to be, but... I mean, we just got to hit our stride here and start finding a way to win some ball games, close games. Games are in our favor, and I don't know, I'm very hopeful that it's going to start happening here.
Maybe one or two more here with Max Otto on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and we're kind of talking off the air about you guys getting some home games at Fossum Field, and you said that you've had just a very small handful of games that you've even played there at Fossum Field. What's that kind of like when you're thinking to yourself, well, it's probably weekend time, we're probably going to have to jump on the bus somewhere. What's that kind of like?
You get used to it, you know, you make the most of it. The bus rides end up being fun. You're playing Mafia in the back or random games with a bunch of teammates. It's not too bad.
What is Mafia?
It's a weird, like, cops and robbers type of game. And, I don't know, we get way too into it. And everybody's hooting or hollering at 1 a.m. on the bus. It's pretty fun.
Is it like a card game or something? Or?
No, it's like... Everybody heads down, you pick a couple bad guys, you pick the cops, check them, and then everybody, you have to debate who's the bad guys, basically.
Okay. Mafia. Did you ever heard of that?
No, I've not. That's new.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. You got anything else left for Mr. Otto there, Cobra?
No. I mean, you're having a great season. Looking forward to seeing how you guys and you in particular just keep throwing the ball there. I mean, you've really eaten up some innings here. It's fun to watch and fun to follow for sure.
Thank you.
All right, well, looking forward to the rest of the season. Thanks for popping in the studio here. Good luck this weekend against CSP, and hopefully get those games in at Fossum Field here on April the 5th and 6th. There, that is a Friday and Saturday. That's the first home game slated. So thanks again for popping in, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Our pleasure, for sure. That's Max Otto joining us here in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Ashley Fauske, she'll be joining us next after this on FSA. Back on the Sports Hub, Wednesday installment of the show on FSA, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM, and online at HubCityRadio.com. Wednesday equals Wolves midweek around these parts. Matt McClure, David Tewksbury, and our thanks to Max Otto for joining us here in studio a few short moments ago. And we're making a call to the pen, if you will, as Ashley Fauske joins us here live in studio. Thanks for popping in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure for sure. And we kind of felt like we got to switch with the, you know, kind of go with the whole baseball softball motif here with baseball starting up tomorrow. Obviously, softball's has been in full swing here, but we got to talk food here for just a second. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. The Burgerizza down in Atlanta, you've got two wedges, I guess, of pepperoni pizza sliced in the wedged in between of a burger. That's called the Burgerizza. It's kind of aggressive, but
aggressive.
Yeah, very aggressive. So for you on game day, let's say you're going to a Twins game or something else, you know, what's the go-to food for you?
Probably a hot dog from the concession stand. Got to stick classic there.
Burger, not burger, but you putting ketchup, mustard on it, just a plain hot dog.
I'm just ketchup on it. I don't like mustard, so.
It's a bold play.
Yeah,
I'm ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do the whole big three there.
Well, in Chicago, they, like, pretty much kick you out of the city for putting ketchup on your hot dog.
Really?
That's one of the no-nos when you live over there, so.
Well, good thing I'm not from around there.
Yeah, you're in good shape. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
No,
yeah.
You're good.
So having a great start to the season, before we get to that, we had Ashley Schilling on and she talked about the trip down to Florida. How was that for you as a player? What was it like playing in that heat and the Florida sun?
Well, I got like heat stroke really bad one time when I was 12. So like me and heat don't always get along. Made it through. I had a blast. It was really nice playing some like dirt fields in good weather, get a tan going. Play some good teams, so I had a really good time.
There you go. Was it kind of tough to stay mentally locked in when you're basically just like, yeah, you know, I'm getting a little color right now. I'm going to come back to Aberdeen. I'm going to be like three or four shades darker than everybody else.
I think the only hard part was like we had an off day Wednesday and then got right back into it. So it was just you kind of got to flip your mindset into like game time again. So like just that off day in the middle of the week, it was really nice, but you got to kind of like change your mindset going back into games.
I'm kind of curious when you've got that many games kind of back-to-back-to-back, what's the scouting report like, you know, when you're going from game to game to game? I mean, there's not a whole lot of downtime to get prepared for your next opponent.
For Florida, we weren't really big on the scouting report. We kind of just watched them warm up or watched them play other games, so we didn't, like, get into the nitty-gritty of stats and everything. It's kind of just taking one pitch at a time, like, adjusting as we go for each game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was it always softball for you growing up? Did you play other sports?
I played a little bit of volleyball and then kind of had to make a switch, choose between softball and volleyball, and went with softball. So pretty much since I was 12, it's been mainly softball.
Ashley Fauske joining us here live in studio, Fox Sports Aberdeen. So Kakuna, am I pronouncing that right?
Kakana.
Kakana, Wisconsin. Okay, gotcha. So my parents live in West Bend.
Okay.
I don't know where Kakana is. Where is that?
It's like 30 minutes south of Green Bay.
Okay.
You know where like the Packer Stadium is?
Yep. It's
30 minutes south of that. About.
Okay, gotcha. So cheese curds and brats, obviously, that's kind of probably a staple in your diet and what have you, growing up there in Wisconsin. Walk us through the recruiting process to get out here to Aberdeen. Certainly, it's not very close to Green Bay.
I was someone who really wanted to get out of state because I wanted to, like, appreciate home more when I came back. So for me, it was just playing in as many, like, showcase tournaments and talking to coaches, being that annoying kid that they couldn't, like, God, she emailed us again. Kind of like that, and then it came out for a couple camps here, fell in love with the campus, and then found my way on the softball team.
There you go.
Yeah, you mentioned Green Bay. Have you been to Packers games before?
Yeah.
I went to my first Packers game a couple years ago, and I was just amazed how it seems like it's in the middle of a neighborhood and you're parking in people's backyards.
Yeah.
that's like a crazy part. You drive through and there's just like so many yards of all these houses, and there's just cars filled all around. It's crazy.
Now, we went to a Packers-Browns game right around Christmas time when I was just a youngster, and we parked on some guy's front porch and or front lawn anyway, and he was sitting on the porch. He's like, hey, have a brat, have a beer, yeah. whatever. I was just like, well, I'm nine, so I can't, but I'll take the brat. That sounds good. Ashley Foskey joining us here in studio. So is softball a pretty big deal out there at the high school side of things, or is it kind of like an AAU sort of deal? Or
I play travel and high school, but my high school is like very, very good for softball. I think they're 4 times back-to-back state champs, so it's wow. becoming a bigger deal, I think. Not as much when I was coming through, but it's like very much increasing like in popularity.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's getting more and more popular?
I don't exactly know, but I know like with like pro softball and then like Oklahoma softball has been a huge deal and just like bringing more attention and awareness to softball and like how fun and competitive it can be. I think probably just gaining attention and other girls want to be like the people they see in TV.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And you mentioned competitive. Talk about, I guess, your approach at the plate. I'm seeing here a career 312 hitter, which is pretty good. You've gotten off to a great start this year, hitting close to 350. I mean, you, every time up, have a competitive at bat. Is that fair to say?
I like to be a hard out. I don't want to strike out. Obviously, no one does. But I'm someone who tries to be very productive in my at-bats and just make a defense make plays.
We were talking about superstitions and what have you on the baseball side of things. Is it similar to softball? I feel like it's maybe a little bit different, but maybe a little bit similar. Is there a lot of, you know, superstitions for the girls and stuff like that?
I feel like there's a few. Like, I like to put my left shoe on before my right, or don't step on the line. Like, there's just a couple little things, or like routines going into the box or going onto the mound. I feel like it's pretty individual for it.
I got to ask, anytime we have a softball person in here, be it a coach or a player, we got to ask about the cheers. So give me some good cheers. You don't have to do them right now, but do you have any good cheers
be like extra credit.
Yeah,
you
right.
Did, exactly. You did some cheers.
Yeah, exactly.
We start every game with the NSU softball cheer, which is a pretty long one. I'm normally the leadoff, so I get that during my at-bat. When somebody gets walked, we have one where it's like 1, 2, 3, walk, 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 and you're clapping, yelling.
Yeah.
Everybody's like marching around the dugout. And then a lot of them are just like if pitchers are throwing like a ball, have a couple like that, or I'm trying to think of other ones. Whenever somebody gets a hit, we do a little dance and everybody just screams like, A, like just repeat it over and over again.
Yeah.
Just try to be annoying in the dugout.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I kind of want to. What is the NSU softball cheer? Like,
it's like you're screaming. It's like NSU, 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 NSU. It just keeps going.
Gotcha. It just keeps going for like a minute or so?
I swear it's like half my bat. It's going.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's aggressive. Quite a bit.
You talk about being engaged in the dugout, you know, just from watching and covering a handful of softball games in my broadcasting career. It's amazing to me how every time teams up and you're in the dugout cheering on your teammates. Can you speak on that part of softball? It seems like that's very big in the dugout, having that energy cheering on your teammates.
I think for softball and baseball, like their games of failure, you want to make sure everybody's having a good time because then they'll play better. So it's just like having good, high, positive energy. It makes everyone feel a lot more relaxed instead of stressing out like, oh my God, I have to get a hit right now. Sort of like you want to do it for your teammates because it'll hype them up.
That's a good way to put it. Ashley Foskey joining us in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Your head coach has now been here with Northern for a small handful of years. It's hard to believe that she's been here that long, Ashley Schilling. How do you like her as a head coach? She seems like she does a really nice job.
I do enjoy her as a coach. It's like been fun getting to know her. She came in my sophomore year, and so our sophomore class was basically the upperclassmen because we lost so many people. So getting to like grow with her as a coach and as a player and kind of just like build a closer relationship as we go through until my senior year this year.
It's hard to believe that this is her third year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Man, time's flying by.
It's crazy. Chili Pepper, right?
Chili Pepper.
Chili Pepper.
Yeah, do you guys give her a hard time for that? Did you know that that's her nickname?
I don't know how we found that out, but I don't
I'll
a
give you
a,
I'll
to,
give
like,
you a clue.
Call her that in person, but
well, we had her on the show and yes. We asked her about nicknames because Matt McClure over here is the Cobra.
Yep.
I'm Tukes, just Tewksbury for short. Mm-hmm. And I asked Coach Schilling, I kind of put her on the spot. I was like, hey, what's your nickname? And she said, I think back in college, I think her nickname was Chili Pepper. So word must have got out.
Yeah. anytime she sends like a text in the group meeting, it's like, oh, guys, Chili Pepper sent a message.
There you go.
Gotta go check it.
It's catching
up. I'm glad that came back.
I am too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and looking at your season here, it looks like you're six or four games over 500. Didn't get off to the greatest start in conference play. 0-4, seven runs in four games. Is that frustrating at all? You know, because you had a great start to the season, but it just seemed like weren't able to get much going offensively.
I think Augie and Kate are two very, very good teams, and we just couldn't pull those wins out. But it's obviously frustrating. Like, you want to get on, you want to win those games, but we're just kind of adapting from it, moving on to the next game. Got to have a short memory and keep going with it.
Only way to have it. Couple more here with Ashley Foskey on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I got to ask, because I like to ask some kind of zany questions, what's something about you that most people probably wouldn't know? You know, everyone knows that you're a softball player. You go to Northern State. You're from Wisconsin. But what's something about you that most people probably wouldn't know about you?
I used to want to be a veterinarian. And so, like, growing up, I was very close with, like, where we got my dogs from was, like, a dog breeder. And so I would go and help out every day. So I've birthed, like, three litters of puppies.
Really?
Wow.
What kind of dogs do you have at home?
Golden Retrievers.
Nice. What are their names?
Marvel and Rumor.
Gotcha.
We call them Marv and Rubear.
Nice. See, I got Salty back at home. She's a Golden Retriever as well. She just turned two. It's like the love of my life. I mean, my daughter and my wife, of course, they're two there, but I mean.
Man's best friend.
Absolutely. I'm a huge Golden Retriever guy.
Me too.
Is it bad that I'm a cat person?
Yes.
I have a cat too, so
okay.
That's okay. I adopted a cat last year.
Oh, man. Both of you guys are doing so well with this conversation. Then all of a sudden, Matt comes in with the cat stuff. Any shout-outs to kind of family, friends, and kind of wrap things up here a little bit?
Pretty sure my parents are watching, so shout-out to them. Shout-out to the rest of the softball team. Go Wolves.
All right, there you go. Ashley, thanks so much for popping into the studio here, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Ashley Foskey joining us here in studio on 1420 AM, 98.5 FM. They are back in action coming up here in the not-too-distant future, more specifically this Friday and Saturday against Winona and CSP. More localized notes when we return during this Wolves midweek edition of the Sports Hub after this. Once again, our thanks to Max Otto and Ashley Foskey joining us here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. A little baseball, a little softball, and hopefully some home games here in the not-too-distant future for that baseball squad in particular. You know?
Yeah, no, and it stinks that we had some snow over the weekend because we were trending in the right direction there, but I'd say probably, what, 2-3 weeks? Hopefully it gets melted and they can get out and play some home games, especially for kids that, you know, been here for quite some time and just haven't been able to play a lot at home games. It'd be nice to go out like a senior or junior and upperclassman to go out and play some more home games this year.
We were talking about that with Max Otto, and he was like, yeah, you know, just break out the shovels and go out there, and you're like, that sounds terrible. He's like, nah, it's kind of fun. You go out there with the guys and shovel some snow. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a good time to me.
No. And maybe that's just because I don't like shoveling snow.
Yeah.
But he was in good spirits. It's interesting to hear, too. He seems like he's a big road trip guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Just with the cops and robbers game and stuff like
that.
Ever
heard of that before?
No, I've never heard that before. I like it, though.
Kind of like Heads Up 7-Up back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. Man, I haven't heard of the Heads Up 7-Up.
Good call. Good callback.
Yeah, that's a really good callback, I think. All right, well, we'll talk up some high school stuff as well as some college notes as well. And maybe I'll have a coffee. This is my second day without any coffee, so it's okay. I've had better days, I will tell you.
Well, I had two coffees, and I said it beforehand, man. I'm jacked up, so I haven't had a coffee much at all the last week or so.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, all right, time for coffee now, and I overdo it. This is one of those days.
I think I need to overdo it because between the ears, I don't know what's going on up there sometimes. But anyways, Northern State, they hosted a track and field open, indoor track and field open there yesterday. I don't think all of the squads that were scheduled to be there were there, but a full comprehensive scoreboard and list can be found on our website on hubcityradio.com. Multiple first place finishers for area schools. Brecken Sancher won first place for Aberdeen Central in the pole vault. Ciara Frank won the long jump there for Aberdeen Central. Taryn Traphagen from Groton won the 400 meter. Emma Schlachter from Potter County winning the 800 meter. Also, you had Gracie Reif winning the 55 meter dash there. Again, I'll be here till next July hitting on all of these. So just check out our website, hubcityradio.com, for more details. And just do want to toss a couple of these out here. Grant Fritz of Aberdeen Central winning the 400 meter there on the boys' side of things. Also, Avery Ligon, how about him? He would finish in second place in the 55-meter dash, his teammate Carter Lust in first there. So a lot of multi-sport athletes. There's a basketball player and a football player there, respectively.
Yeah,
so
and it's good seeing Avery Ligon there in the top three. Just talking to Justin Breeze all the time, he said he's got that track speed.
Yeah.
And cool to see him put that on full display during track season. And what Coach Breeze was talking about with Avery was he's got the track speed. We want to see some vision this year on the football field.
Sure.
And he really showed that. He was amazing at football this year, and glad to see him on the track side of things doing well.
Brendan Phillips also, by the way, winning the long jump there for Aberdeen Central. Again, for the top three finishers and also the full comprehensive scoreboard, it's all there on our website on hubcityradio.com. Sticking on the high school side of things, this came out yesterday and definitely piqued my interest and yours as well. Our eyebrows both were quite raised that the Aberdeen Christian boys basketball squad, they will be looking for a new head coach in the 24-25 season, referencing a story from the Aberdeen Insider and a tip that we got. The Knights have parted ways from their head coach, Aaron Moeller, after just one season. Again, they were 15-7 this last year, a 12-game winning streak between January the 16th and the 13th. And when asked about his release from the program, Aaron Moeller was quite taken aback. He said, quote, "The school's choice not to retain me as coach was a significant surprise. I didn't have any signals that the school was looking to pivot in another direction." But he did say, "What I will remember the most is just being with the guys. There are a lot of laughs through the course of the season. I genuinely love those boys. I'm extremely proud of the fact that we took a brand new group and we were a sniff away from making the SODAC 16. That's a quote there from Coach Moeller. And I reached out to the athletic director there last night, Steve Gast. He confirmed the word there yesterday. He said he thanked him for his effort and commitment to the program this last year. Greatly appreciate that. So they'll be starting the process to hire the next head coach here in the not too distant future. And as an aside from our perspective, not to put words in your mouth, but I'll speak for myself. This definitely surprised me. And a team that was very, very solid last year, fun team to cover. We talked with Coach Moeller a couple times in the Sports Hub, and kind of surprised, for sure.
No doubt about it. Stunned, I think, is when the word came out, and you hear that quote, and it's surprising. He said, you know, you mentioned the quote, Tukes, but he didn't have any signals that the school was looking to pivot in another direction. Definitely a surprise. Coach Moeller, he did a heck of a job with that squad this year. They started the year 1-4, made a couple changes there. When you're 1-4, things like that have to happen, right? I mean, you make a couple changes, you rattle off 12 wins, you finish the year 15-7. This is a guy that coached the JV team, mm-hmm. so he's familiar with these players and kind of grew up, right, with some of the freshmen and sophomores yep. that came up. Got an opportunity as a varsity coach and had a great season, but certainly stunned, shocked, and all that. But you know, wishing Coach Moeller nothing but the best, and hopefully along the line he can, you know, get another opportunity somewhere else. You know, he's a great coach, and I think he proved that this year with a young squad like Aberdeen Christian.
I think not only that, but the fact that just hearing from people around the community in just a short amount of time, a lot of people kind of stunned about that sort of thing. And I don't know, just stunned. That's probably the best way to describe it. Also, on the college side of things, from yesterday, it was Championship Tuesday, and Dort, they would take care of business. They would hoist the crown after falling 2 years ago in the championship matchup against Thomas More, 77-65. They would defeat Providence yesterday, 57-53, utilizing a 19-13 fourth quarter run to win that ball game by 4. Carly Gustafson had 16 points. Providence held a 53 there last night. And like we kind of talked about, this is going to be one of those games where you're going to need to score at least 80 to win. Well, guess what? Providence, they didn't get to 80, so they didn't win. I guess that's the way that works out from their perspective. I don't know.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I said this Dort team, they score a ton of points. You're going to have to score in the mid-80s. I was dead wrong. It just seemed like possibly, hey, championship game nerves. I mean, really, this is a team that you mentioned, Tukes, lost it 2 years ago. Maybe that's in the back of their heads. Like, hey, we got to come out and play well. And they didn't play their best game but figured it out in the fourth quarter, I think that's a gutsy type of win. You know, you found a different way to win than you have all season long. You needed 57 points. You played great defense, and you didn't probably shoot the ball as well as you have all season, but you found a way. Congratulations to Dort, and pretty awesome championship game when you think about it. You love those games that come down to the fourth quarter like that.
Well, it's kind of a similar score than what we saw in the boys' Class B championship, 60-55 in overtime there. And sometimes these low-scoring games are a lot more fun than games that are in the NBA that are going 141-136. Sorry, that's not must-see TV to me. I know you're an NBA guy. I'm not taking a shot at you, but it's just like my buddies and I were talking about this on the NCAA tournament side of things. It's just like, boy, these games are great. You know what this game needs? 141-136 in the NBA. It's just like, we don't need that all the time, but that's just as an aside, kind of editorializing there, I suppose. On the guys' side, you had Langston. They would fall to Freed Hardman, 71-67, your final score there. And MSU Mankato, they are headed to the Final Four after defeating Ferris State yesterday, thrashing them 98-70. That was in Evansville, Indiana. Kyrese Willingham with 25 points. Malik had 21. Elijah Hayes-Camp, who was that hero against Northwest Mo with that winning jump shot there at the wire, he had 14 points. Team shot 60% from downtown, 14-23. And Mankato, the men and the women are both now in the Final Four. How about that?
Yeah, really special seasons for both those programs. And anytime you could shoot 60% or better from three in a setting like that, you're going to win games. Congratulations.
You're in really good shape. We're back at it tomorrow on the Sports Up.